Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA, and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC-registered investment advisor. 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.
Welcome. It's Your Money with David Hayes. Sitting in for David today is myself, Wayne Thacker, and we've got a special guest in studio who I will introduce in just a few minutes. David Hayes is on the line all the way from the Wisconsin Dells, joining us for news and views this week. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I appreciate you taking the bull by the horns and doing the show this week as I vacation for the very last time before my son becomes a high schooler, just as yours will be, Wayne.
That's right.
Next week as they head off to high school. So, yeah, just kind of hanging out. Been enjoying our week. We hit a Kenny Chesney concert on Saturday night up in Minneapolis, and then headed over to a friend of ours' hometown in Minnesota, visited their dairy farm, which was a lot of fun. And then we headed back to the Wisconsin Dells and going to take off on Saturday morning and come home. So we'll be back live in the studio next week and looking forward to getting back in the swing of things for sure. But
did you guys take the little World War II vehicle through the streets and into the water?
We absolutely had to do the ducks, which is what you're referring to. The ducks, we've ziplined. We did a jet boat thing today. Wayne, what have we not done in the Wisconsin Dells? You've been up here before. It's a great place to bring your family. They $20 you to death, for sure. So as you can hear, the motorcycle's running behind me right now.
Well, you said it right, David. What have the Hayes not done?
Yeah. What we're going to try to do is laser tag tonight. Wayne, you've done it all. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to have a lot of fun for the last couple of days. We fished, Doug. We fished and didn't have a lot of luck.
Okay, well, I saw a post somewhere that you had done some fishing. Tell me about that.
Well, the Lake Delton is the lake that we're on in the Dells, and my son, thinks there are zero fish in that lake. So we went to a place where you paid a few bucks to fish in a stock pond/lake, and we caught a few there. But, you know, that's about it. We've had a good time. I got up this morning and wetted my line a little bit in the water with some live bait and didn't catch anything at all. So I'm kind of hanging up the poles. We're going to get some dinner, going to do some laser tag. Tomorrow doing a little tour on a buggy ride through some canyons, and then we'll be back on Saturday. So appreciate, again, you guys taking the helm. I know tonight's show you guys are going to be talking about some practical things. They're going to showcase some of the expertise that we have at our office, Comprehensive Financial, as Wayne's going to be interviewing Doug Hughes and some experience that he's had as a financial advisor, and then they'll get some real practical information as well that people can use right away. So, guys, again, I appreciate it very much. Hope you have a terrific show, and I'll be listening online Saturday morning as I come back to Indiana. So I always enjoy that. It's a good time killer for me, and I get to critique the show, but I promise not to critique you guys, because I know you'll do
this
terrific.
Is probably going to be the best show of the year, if I had to guess.
I don't doubt that one bit, Wayne. I don't doubt that one bit. And as the promo promised, it was a little bit premature, but talked about federal benefits and Social Security savvy, Social Security claiming ideas. So, Wayne, you have to bring it tonight and on Saturday morning when I'm listening. So I can't wait to hear about that stuff as well.
I'll bring it.
I know you will. Appreciate it, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks, David.
See you, Doug.
All righty, David. We'll talk to you soon. This is Your Money with David Hayes.
Welcome back. It's Your Money with David Hayes. Sitting in for David is myself, Wayne Thacker. And today, we are going to be giving you a behind-the-curtain peep at one of the advisors in our office. And it's actually going to be our lead advisor, Doug Hughes. And I'm going to read a little bit of Doug's bio, and we're going to jump into some questions for Doug. Doug joined Comprehensive Financial in May of 2003. He is a partner and lead consultant with the firm. Doug's primary focus is assisting clients in building their investment portfolio in preparation for retirement. Doug is a native of Bloomington, Indiana. He received his bachelor's degree in theology from Indiana Bible College. And after graduation, Doug began working in the financial services industry. In addition to working with his clients, Doug has been a panelist on several boards educating other financial consultants across the country. Doug is an adjunct professor for the Indiana University School for Public and Environmental Affairs. He's also a member of the Global Association of Risk Professionals. His bio goes on and on. That's the professional look. But Doug, take about 30 seconds and tell us a little bit about yourself, your personal life, and what's going on right now.
Great. Well, Wayne, thank you very much. You know, when we do these shows, we always laugh. We have a good time. So
fun.
I want everyone to know from the very beginning, when we do these, there's just a lot of fun between us. So I've lived in Bloomington literally all of my life except for 5 years. I went away to college, and then when I was very, you know, I was a baby, I lived in Indianapolis. But lived here all of my life, and my wife is Terry, and she and I have been married for 18 years. And then we have one son. His name is Daniel, and he's 11 years old, getting ready to go into the sixth grade.
Yeah,
and we absolutely have a great time together. I'm an avid fisherman. I love to go fishing. I love to go to Indiana Pacer games. You know that. And
I've been fishing with you.
Yes, you've been fishing. And we didn't do so good those times.
You take kids fishing.
But you don't take your friends to your best spot, Jim.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because once they know, they start telling everyone and go themselves. So that's really kind of me. I've been in the financial services industry since 1998. I came in and I was an administrative assistant, actually, learning a lot about opening accounts, registration of accounts, different aspects like that before I actually began managing people's dollars. And so I came in, interestingly enough, in 1999. And so all of those clients were coming in on the tailwinds of a massive bull market. And then the first three full years of being in the being licensed and managing people's money were 2000, 2001, 2002, which, if anyone remembers, that was the tech bubble had burst, and then September 11th happened. And so my first really 4 years was all about quick ups in 1999 and then three negative years. And so you learn a lot from those kind of markets. I've been through several different market scenarios and different market cycles. But I whistle to work. I absolutely love what I do for a living, and I have since the first day I started until 5 o'clock this evening when we made our way up here.
And he is right about that, guys. I tease the other guys and gals in the office. I love to go out after work and talk shop with people.
Yeah.
And Doug is the only guy in the office who will talk shop after work. So not only do we have a good time, we talk a lot of business. We talk about our clients.
Yeah.
I have learned a lot from you, Doug. So as we have fun in this show and I kind of give you a little bit of a ribbing, I just want you to know you've been a mentor to me. You're very good. We go to a lot of conferences together.
Yes.
You're always introducing me to people.
Absolutely.
You're the great introducer.
There's an old author. His last name was Jones. The first name slips me right now. Someone could email me that's listening or call me tomorrow. Something Jones. But he always said, who you are 5 years from now depends on the people you meet and the books you read.
Yep.
And that is absolutely true. So when I'm at a conference or I'm someplace and I've met people that have made a difference or had a few lines or something to say that helped me for my decision-making process, I want you and Ryan and David and everyone to meet these people, because you learn so much by talking to people.
That's
true. If I am the great introducer, maybe that's what I am.
For those of you who know Doug or maybe don't know Doug, one of my favorite stories, we were coming back from Chicago last year, and we had attended a roundtable conference, and there's three of us in the car.
Jim, this is a good time to pause or to mute him.
Another advisor in the car with us, and we somehow got to talking about middle school and the different groups you hang out with in middle school, you know, the jocks, the headbangers. And Doug said, he said to Josh and I, he said, you know, our school really didn't have any nerds. And I looked at Doug and I said, Doug, if you didn't think your school, middle school, had nerds, guess which group you were in.
That's right.
And so that's a little bit about Doug, but he's a smart nerd. I mean that in a complimentary way. Great guy.
Wow.
He's very professional, and he definitely cares about his clients and what's going on in his book of business over at Comprehensive Financial. So we're going to come back in just a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about the book, what led to the book, the course that you've been teaching for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to kind of get into that and get into some real world discussion. What's going on in the marketplace? What are your thoughts about what's happening? What should people be doing? So this is Your Money with David Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Your Money with David Hayes, and filling in for David is myself, Wayne Thacker, and I'm in studio with Doug Hughes. Doug and David just recently wrote a book, Today's Guide to Retirement, and this book is off the heels of some educational classes that Doug has been a part of teaching for many years mm-hmm. now. We've got a lot of things going on around the community. We were doing our Social Security workshops at the Monroe County Public Library. We've, of course, got all of our education pieces with public and federal employees.
The MCCSC things are getting ready to start up.
Yeah, we've got school back in session. I can't believe it. As David mentioned, I've got Parker is going to be a high school freshman this year. I cannot believe that. But Doug, we're here to talk about you today. And we're here to talk about some of the teachings that you've been a part of. You've taught a course for many years mm-hmm. now, which actually the course is kind of laid out in the book so people can flip through the book and go through chapter by chapter.
So we have been teaching retirement planning classes through Indiana University continuing education. And then we also have done this through Ivy Tech. We've done that for probably 8 or 9 years now. And so what we, you know, began doing as we were teaching the class is kind of pick up some points here and some points there. But we want to distinguish the difference between the class and the book. They're two very different things. The book is kind of a guide with some anecdotes in it. But the class is a structured class that deals with things like investments, which is a broad subject, but retirement obstacles or roadblocks, taxes, you know, how do you figure taxes in investing, not just Absolutely. On the way up, but also in income distribution on the way out. Risk management, which is general, but that has to do with life insurance and long-term care insurance and medical insurance, the things that people need to be paying attention to, certainly as they're planning for retirement and also while they're in retirement. So we've been teaching that class for about 8 or 9 years, and we continue to do that too. We also teach a class, Rejuvenate Your Retirement, which is actually for people who are already retired, and they've kind of come to the point where they've accumulated the assets, they've kind of got a plan in place. Really, the emphasis for this class is that we're getting, you know, we've had a great bull market, a great run, and so people are feeling pretty confident right now in their retirement planning, but this is a little more of a step back and say, okay, what if the next 10 years weren't like the last 5 years, or what if the next 5 years weren't like the last? What if we're just getting ready to go into some volatile times, and what kind of themes should you be looking at for those things? Wayne, one of the big things that we see now more than ever is that retirement plans, and when we have spoken with people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, doing all the plans, putting everything together, the one thing that people have not planned for is still having to help out their adult children. We're still seeing the effects of 2008. Maybe not just in your 401k balance, maybe it's up, but what about your kids and your grandchildren? Are they having a hard time? There's still a lot of people having a hard time getting started. So the Rejuvenate Your Retirement class also focuses not just about the general things, but some of those more personal things like, you know, what do you do for adult children?
Right.
Interesting yep. statistics that are out here that parents and grandparents are spending a lot of money, not foolishly, we're not in any way insinuating that, but helping their kids get to where they need to be financially. This is a big theme that nobody was really talking about 10 years ago, but now it's apparent in many, many people's financial plan.
Yeah, we love our children, don't we, Doug?
So Rejuvenate Your Retirement, that particular class, when you hear David talking about, we'll be teaching it in October. It's a very, very good class. Retirement Plan Today, your guide for people who are 50 and over. That's kind of anecdotal. It's just kind of a guide. And then the other class that we taught, which is financial planning,
yeah,
not 101, but maybe 202.
Right. Having some success with the book. A lot of our clients are picking it up. They want to go through it. As David's alluded to and you've alluded to, it's one of those books you don't have to read it front to back. You can kind of skip. You can go to the section on Social Security. You can go to the sections that you're concerned about.
The amazing thing, Wayne, about a capitalistic society with free markets is that everyone comes in with pretty much a different set of financial circumstances.
Yeah.
From great wealth to no wealth to guaranteed income to no guaranteed income to real estate to capital market investments. Everyone has things. Some people are very concerned about long-term care. Some people aren't. Some people believe in life insurance. Some people don't. So what we tried to do in the book was just have a guide to say, let's pull these ideas together and these thoughts And in a society where people have the freedom to do whatever they want and have a lot of different opportunities, that really became kind of what we're looking for in the book.
And this isn't something that you and David sat down and put together in an afternoon. I mean, how long did it take you guys to write this book?
Well, and, you know, if you heard David talk about it at all, he'll talk about how that he read, there's a story in there about how he told his son, Will, that when he died, that Will said, "Is it all mine?" He said, "No, your mom and I are going to spend it all and burn the house down." And that was when Will was like 12 years old. So now Will is 14. So I guess 2 years. But the bottom line is that, you know, people were writing down our quotes and different things were going on over a period of time. And that's how it came together.
Well, Doug, we're going to get in. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about maybe some of the philosophies that you have, which have led to some nicknames for you around the office, such as the Big Fundamental.
Yes, yes.
So those of you, Doug touts himself as the slow and steady Eddie, or the steady guy. He's not the flash. He's not the highlight reel. The Big Fundamental. We're going to come back and talk to the Big Fundamental in just a few minutes. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Hello and welcome back to Your Money with David Hayes. Sitting in for David is myself, Wayne Thacker, and I'm in studio today spotlighting a financial advisor on fire, Doug Hughes, the Big Fundamental. And we've talked about the book, we've talked about your bio, we've learned a little bit about you personally, Doug. But now let's get into some meat here. Let's talk about your philosophies, what kind of work goes into your selection process for your clients. Let's talk about the due diligence. Let's start there. How do you, when you think an investment looks good, there's a lot of due diligence that you do. I see you doing it all the time. You're away some on some due diligence trips. Why don't you talk about that? What goes on in due diligence?
Sure. Well, a couple of different things there. So when we talk about the philosophy about investing, I'm a little bit old school in the sense that I like long-term track records, something that has stood the test of time, that has been through 2000 to 2002s, it has been through 2008s, that hasn't created significant loss. You know, the recovery of math, Wayne, is very difficult. If you're down 15%, it takes 17.3% to get back to even. And obviously, the deeper the hole, the harder it is to get out of. And so I tend to look at myself and think of what kind of investor that I am. And that's kind of the path that I would want to take. And I, you know, my guess is, and this is not a recommendation, my guess is that most investors are more geared towards steady investing and like reasonable rates of return and understand in up markets you should participate in that. But we have this in our DNA, we have this element of fear, and you know, we feel the emotion of loss two times greater than we feel the emotion of gain. In other words, if you had a 20% loss or a 10% loss, you would feel that much stronger than you would say, "Hey, my mutual fund did 10% last year." Yeah. It's almost like, you know, this did this, but look over there, look how great that was, and we tend to have that. And so, you know, a lot of my philosophy just comes around that. It just comes around that my behavioral finance study that at the Wharton School of Finance was really all about investor behavior. Why do people do the things they do? And how do they react to their statements? And that's why I do my best to match a time horizon, the outcome, and the investment.
My wife would really like to know why I do the things that I do, Doug. Could you explain that to her? Let's talk about statements. So
yeah.
June ended the quarter. Mm-hmm. The markets were, you know, down a little bit. So people were seeing some negative statements for that quarter for maybe the first time in several years for a lot of people.
You know, I'll never forget, I was at a due diligence meeting, which you highlighted earlier, and Shlomo Bernanzi, who is a behavioral finance expert, talked about statements. And he said, when it comes to negative statements, if a client calls in with one negative statement, they really should probably be in the bank or in fixed investments. If a second statement comes by and it's negative, you're probably going to begin to see people question the markets themselves and looking for guidance. If someone gets a third negative statement in a row, they're now going to begin to question their overall plan in the future. And so when we think about quarterly or monthly statements, you really can tell someone's behavior or what's appropriate for them by how they respond to negative statements. So you're right. And this last statement in June was the first time or one of very few times in the last 5 or 6 years where people have seen negative statements. And so you know what? The phones for different people have been ringing a little bit more than they have in the past. What does this mean? Is Greece going to take this entire thing down? Right. What's going to really happen? I mean, the Porter Stansberry clickbait that's on there with Ron Paul saying the worst is yet to come. 4 billionaires are predicting this thing is falling apart. So when people get a negative statement and they see those kind of headlines, they become very rattled.
Well, Doug, this is a good time. We've had a nice run up in the market since the downturn in 08. We talk a lot at our office. I learned this from you as a great strategy. We talk a lot about sweep and keep strategies. Mm-hmm. Can you just touch on just for a second what that means? And
sure.
I know it looks different for everybody, but just talk about kind of the basics of sweep and keep.
So sweep and keep is a nice way of saying taking profits off the table or rebalancing. So what this really means is that it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And when you have a good 10 or 20% run, what do you do with that gain? Do you let it compound and hope it continues on? Or is it time to take some of those gains off the table? Rod Holloway has talked about it here on the show on several occasions. What do you do? And he works a lot in individual stocks. What do you do when a stock is up 20, 40%? Do you sell some of those gains off and do something? So what we call sweep and keep, you might, again, sell part of your 10 or 20% gain and move it to something that doesn't have the same risk or volatility. Now, the downside to that is that, you know, if you'd have done that with I could throw out a couple names of stocks, but I shouldn't. If you'd done that with some major technology stocks that came around in the 90s that made more millionaires than anything, you never would have become that wealthy.
Right.
You know, so there is a reality of taking gains off the table where you may have something that just runs for 20, 30 years into enormous amounts of wealth. But as people begin waiting to turn that corner and their working years are dwindling down and they don't have the time to make that call, right or wrong, they really tend to slow things down and say, hey, wait just a minute. If I have a good gain, let me sweep it over and keep it in this. And that's on the accumulation side. What about the distribution side when you're in retirement? You know, if you have a raging market and you make great gains, why not take some of those off the table and make it your distribution bucket? We've talked about buckets. Yeah. You do a great job discussing the buckets with everyone. Why don't you take some of those gains off and put them into the income bucket?
Create a new bucket that wasn't there before.
Exactly right. There is no greater frustration in my experience in being invested in the capital markets. Good investments that are good some days, not so good. There's nothing more frustrating than going from, you know, X number of dollars all the way up only to see your investment drop all the way back down to where you started. And you look back and say, man, I should have sold some of those gains. And that's what sweep and keep is really all about.
Yeah, it's a good strategy. I like it. You know, as we work with a lot of retirees, you know, we build plans, people are following their plan, and it's not so much about trying to, you know, make as much money as possible. It really is trying to keep it. If we make some extra money, let's put it into the extra bucket, if you will, or let's create a cushion for maybe a downturn in the market later on.
And I will say, Wayne, too, that discussing this kind of strategy is an active strategy, and that we always want to make sure that people know that activity in investments is not just sweep and keep. Sometimes it's rebalancing. So I know when you and Ryan are talking to the people at the different school systems, and they may look at their plan and say, well, I have this number of funds. How would I do something like that? I've got the target date funds. I've got the funds I can choose. This is more active management, and that is where someone who is an advisor who kind of has some understanding about rebalancing or sweeping and keeping, whatever you'd like to call it, you want to be in touch with those people. I know that you and Ryan do a great job talking with those local people about that.
Yeah, we're here to talk about you today, Doug. So
No.
One of the things that I think you do a fantastic job of is the monitoring of your clients. I know you, at the bare minimum, you've got a yearly review schedule with each one of your clients.
Yeah.
Oftentimes more than that. I know your phone rings every day. Your clients look at you as a friend and a mentor, on at least on their investment side. Talk a little bit about that process. What goes on in a review meeting for you,
sure.
those discussions?
Well, so, and that's a great, great way to put it. You know, in the 80s, everybody wanted to be a stockbroker. In the 90s, everybody wanted to be a wealth manager.
Yeah.
And then we went through the 2000, 2002, and 2008. And I think the goal, certainly for me, is I would hope people perceive me as a steward, not a stockbroker, not just a wealth manager, but a steward. Because when we're reviewing things, when we're looking at people's portfolios, we're looking at the time horizon. We're looking at, and this sounds so cliche, but we're working at the goal or the outcome that
That's
is
right.
desired.
Yeah.
We're looking at what has happened in the accounts. We're looking at what has changed in their personal circumstances. And sometimes we have to have, as any good steward would do, honest conversations about, if you're withdrawing money, is your withdrawal rate too high? Does your personal withdrawal rate match what needs to happen? What has changed in your family dynamic? Does everyone still love one another, or are there problems?
Do things change?
And so these annual reviews are not just to, you know, say thumbs up or thumbs down, the market's up, the market's down. A lot of it has to do with personally where they're at financially. One step further, Wayne, sometimes different investment strategies have opportunities to lock in gains or step up income bases. Or different things like that. And so those are things that want to be reviewed. If you have an investment vehicle that has annual step-ups or death benefit step-ups or income benefit, you want to make sure that you're communicating and that people see this as going on and they know what it means to them.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's about the vehicle. Most of the time, though, it's about the overall plan and where things are going.
And Doug, your title, I guess, let's call it financial advisor, financial consultant. Oftentimes, I think some people think that just means I can talk to that guy about my stocks, bonds, mutual funds. But, you know, how many conversations are you having? I'm not really looking for a number, but mm-hmm. how often are clients talking to you because of the job that you do for them about life insurance, about taking care of their parents or grown children?
There is as much of that. And if I can go a couple of segments back to the
yeah.
class, okay? So when we're teaching the class in 2008, nobody cared about your dreams in retirement. There was no questions about that. People weren't worried about their insurances. In 2008, the markets are dropping. Everyone wanted to talk about their investments. When the markets have been raising back up and people's wealth has been, for the most part, brought back in their 401ks, now people want to talk about planning. You know, there's a great commercial out there. We're not talking about vineyards and retirement and things like that. People are talking about things like my parents, my children, as I alluded to earlier. I have clients who ask if it's the right thing to buy or sell rental homes. I don't know anything about rental homes.
Right.
But those are the kind of questions.
Still have retired people with mortgages.
Exactly right. And I threw that one at you. I didn't do well with that the other day. But when we did that, but we're talking to a lot of people about college planning now.
That's right.
Is that the right way to save? How do we do that? And we, you know, obviously talk about class 101 with the Stegmullers. And, you know, there's a lot of good things that are going on. But, Wayne, I would say very often, particularly now when the markets are higher and people are feeling pretty good about things, we're talking more about the overall plan and
yeah.
risk management. So we're having a lot of those conversations.
Nice.
It's not just anymore, what's the hot investment?
What's the hot investment? I always tell our clients that that's not what we do. I'm not your stock picker. I'm not picking the next best thing.
Lenko's,
the Fitbits,
right.
things like that. So we are having a great conversation with financial advisor on fire, the big fundamental, Doug Hughes. We'll be right back with This Is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back to Your Money with David Hayes, and I am your host tonight, Wayne Thacker, in studio with Doug Hughes. And Doug, we were just talking a little offline here. You know, David is out of town on his last trip with Misty and Will, and before Will enters high school next week as a freshman. And, you know, David wanted to turn the show over to us, but he never can quite let go. He still had to call in. So he trusts us for about 95% of the show, Doug. But I think we kind of gave him the guarantee this will probably be the best show of the year. Yeah. And so maybe next time he'll just give us the entire
100%. Never know. Yeah. We wanted to. Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be listening to the show driving home from Wisconsin Dells on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he's listening. He's laughing. He's crying. If we can just move him emotionally, I think we've done a good job.
There you go.
And he's pretty easy to move emotionally anyway. So today, Doug, we are spotlighting you. We're kind of peeling back the curtain a little bit. We're giving people a chance to get to know who you are. Mm-hmm. You're the lead advisor at Comprehensive Financial. You're a mentor. I know Ryan and I come to you often with things that we're trying to get accomplished for our clients. We're picking your brain. And you are so good about passing on your knowledge bank over to us and allowing us to use it with our clients. So, you know, the butterfly effect, I guess, just doesn't stream from you to your clients, but it streams from you to me, to Ryan, to our clients, to David's clients. And hopefully you're resonating with some people out there listening today.
Well, you know, you've said an awful lot, and I certainly appreciate it. You know, just a good balanced approach, common sense, listening to people, and doing things the best you can. Do we get everything right? Absolutely not. Nobody does. But I think when you take a step back and you begin to look at financial planning as a serious matter, you know, when you're doing and discussing financial planning, this is no joke. This isn't something that's just a guess. Let's just see how it goes. It's a very serious matter. And so the approach that everyone who's on our side of the table should have a very serious eye about what's going on. And I've always felt that way. My father's an attorney, and he was always very serious about his business. And I kind of just picked that up from him. And so, you know, you always want to be thinking about these things. So I appreciate the things you're saying. But, you know, I'm an avid reader. I read white papers. I read periodicals all the time. That's what I do. And so sometimes even when we're at breakfast tables, I seem like I'm talking out in left field, but it's really because I've just read something. I'm trying to digest it and make it seem that way. But, you know, we have really, and I want to brag on us for just a minute, we have really put together a wonderful firm, a Comprehensive Financial Consultants of great people who are very serious about what's going on in people's financial futures. This is not a game. It's not, let's just see what happens and put another quarter in and play again. This is these are people's financial futures.
Yeah, there is no doubt that we know that this is something that's kept most of our clients up at night from one time or another throughout their life. It's a very serious game.
Yeah.
You know, people do see myself, they see you, they see David, of course, they see Ryan.
Yeah.
But man, we have a great behind the scenes group that a lot of our clients know.
Right.
Angela, Becky, Rita,
Allie,
Carolyn. I mean, fantastic. Yeah. We got a great staff. Rod Holloway, obviously, is on the show quite often. Eric Giesler.
Dan, who runs the paperwork. Jack, I mean, who is our communications director. I mean, there's just, We really have done something very wonderful. David, of course, the president who started the firm. But I think one thing, if we pull the curtain back too, and again, here we are talking about the firm, which I think is very valuable. You know, we have biweekly advisor meetings. We have weekly meetings with investment product specialists. We spend a lot of time, Wayne, learning and thinking. We don't just sit back, choose a couple investments, and that's the majority of our practice. We really do our due diligence to make sure that we're looking in the right directions, thinking about the right things.
We do a lot of stuff. I met David's the elite advisor of the Ed Slott Group.
Ed Slott, yeah, absolutely. And you know, which is big. I mean, this is IRA planning is big. When we talk to people about how they're going to retire, specifically now, Wayne, that pensions are drying up, the new ones are not being pulled out, and now a lot of people are having pension lump sum buyouts. I know you worked with someone recently in that arena, even yet today. You know, people need to understand the implications of that before they make decisions.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about Ed Slott, elite IRA status, that's a big deal because Ed Slott has done a lot of research. He has a great team that he's put together. And that's the kind of things that we want to bring to the overall general investing public.
We do. I think our clients appreciate that. Let's talk for just a minute, Doug. In 15, 20 seconds,
yeah.
I want you to explain dollar cost averaging, just the basics.
Sure.
And then we're going to talk about how that works for a retiree who's doing the opposite.
Reverse, yeah. So let me just say this. Dollar cost averaging, and the reason it's important our listeners understand this, is that most people, this is how they are investing.
Yeah.
And that is every time you get a paycheck, money comes out of that paycheck, a certain percentage that you've selected. Hopefully you've used a financial advisor to help you select that, and you're not just guessing. But you've selected amount, it goes into your 401k, 403b, 457, the list goes on. And that set amount goes in every time you get paid. This is what you call dollar cost averaging, because every week when that money is put in, or every paycheck I should say, your account value is going to be fluctuating because the price of your shares has been fluctuating with the stock or the bond markets.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis. So when that money arrives, if the share prices are down, you're buying more shares. If the share price is up, then you're buying fewer shares. So over a year, year's amount of time of contributions, if you average it out, you typically are paying less than just buying it high all the time. It's dollar cost averaging. We talk about that because that is the way most people, I would say 95% of people in America today, are preparing for their retirement. Whether they know it's that term or not, that's how they're doing that. And I'll go back to 2008. Dr. Jeff Rosenzweig, a great friend of ours, was on this program, and we asked him, what are the best financial advisors in America telling their clients today? What are the people making the best financial decisions today? What are they doing? And he said this, they are saving more.
Yeah, that's...
They weren't, you know, abandoning plans. They were looking for ways to increase their savings. And I would just like to say here in 2015, as we look forward over the next 10 years to the people who have 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 years, saving more is going to be your bastion in what could be a volatile decade to come.
Doug, okay.
Through dollar cost averaging.
So that is, I think, pretty easy for people to understand on the way up to retirement.
Yes.
Let's talk about the way out of the workforce and into retirement, because now you're pulling money out sometimes, a lot of times, on a monthly basis or some sort
right.
of just like you were inserting it from a paycheck on a regular basis.
You know, Wayne, when we look at people who are retired, what the average 401k is, the average rollover is, we're not even getting to Social Security at this point. We can talk about that perhaps a little bit later. But when we talk about a 401k or one of these plans, you're going to roll it over into an IRA. And at that point, you're going to decide how much money you're going to take out. And that's going to be based on your risk tolerance. It's going to be based on how much you need, a lot of different things you're going to do with that. The challenge is the sequence of returns. And we've talked about it on this show. When you begin dollar cost averaging back out, the same principle applies. You could be selling shares on a high, or you could be selling shares on a low. Nobody exactly knows what the market is going to do every single month when you're taking those withdrawals. The challenge, Wayne, can be that what if the market is down for 6 straight months? It's a tough first
right.
2 quarters. What if they are down in quarters 2 and 3 and up in 1 and 4? The problem is the sequence of returns. When you're selling shares as the markets are going down, you're going to have a harder time back to that difficult math of recovery we talked about earlier. And the long-term effect of the sequence of return being down is it's very dramatic. And a lot of people have seen these charts. And by the way, if you're listening and you want to see a sequence of returns in action, call our office. It is profound, the difference between you retiring when the markets are down for the first 1 to 3 years or they're up. And I would admonish everyone, call our office, have us get one of these for you. You need to see the real challenge of what happens if the market is down right away and your dollar. It doesn't matter if you're taking it, you know, one lump sum a month or a year or every month. There's going to be a problem. And that's what we try to help shield clients against.
Yeah, CFCI.us. Let's talk a little bit. There's been a lot in the news, Doug, about active managers not worth their money, passive managers.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about that.
So this comes up about every 5 to 10 years. This is not a new argument. It's not a new debate. So let's look at this. So when the there's a lot of liquidity, like right now, you know, we're still doing $60 to $65 billion a month in bonds. So we're getting a lot of liquidity together. So a lot of all stocks look very strong right now, right? As Warren Buffett says, you don't know who's swimming naked till the tide goes out.
That's right. Yeah.
But then it's not very pretty, right? So you have a lot of companies that are able to have access to capital. So a lot of everybody looks good right now. So passive management, and this would be your index funds, look pretty good right now. But let's take a step back, because a lot of the language says that, you know, 80% of average, let's say what they are, mutual funds, it's typically what they say, 80% of average mutual funds do not beat their index. The word that most people don't understand is the word average. These aren't the top funds, they're not the bottom, it's the average funds. But let's take another step, okay? Look at 1999 to 2009, which most investors know as the lost decade. The lost decade is a time when active managers outperformed the index. So to say that one is right and one is wrong is incorrect. We don't know which market cycle we're going to be in. So a prudent approach might be to have a little exposure to both, to be able to say if the indexes are doing great, it's hard for the active managers because they have a cash drag. They have, you know, right now, a lot of them are building up cash.
That's right.
So they're waiting for the next downturn to buy in. So if something that's 100% stock should be up higher than an active. So it's back and forth. There's no one right and one wrong. They both work in different ways.
The media sure would make you feel a different way than that.
Well, sure. I mean, absolutely. And but the media would make us feel a lot of things about a lot of deals.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up the show.
This has been so much fun. We've got to wrap this up. It seems like we just got started.
Yeah, we will be right back. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back to Your Money with David Hayes. Filling in for David is Wayne Thacker, and I'm in studio today with Doug Hughes. We're wrapping up the show. It's been a great show. If you like the concept of the show and spotlighting the advisors, maybe email our office. We'll do another spotlight on Ryan and David and myself over the course of the rest of 2015. Real quick, Doug, you gave us a lot of insights today. I think people really got a chance to know who you are. I'm going to let people know how they can find you. For one, you're always open to do a retirement income analysis. Contact the office at cfci.us. Doug's going to be teaching the Rejuvenate Your Retirement course in October. Mm-hmm. Again, be on the lookout for the information or contact our office at cfci.us. This has been a great show. It's Your Money with David Hayes. Thank you and good night.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Guest opinions on this show do not necessarily represent those of the radio station, David Hayes, or CFCI. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC-registered investment advisor. 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.